WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The news from ABC is sponsored by Scotts Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scotts, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers, and by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems. It is 6 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Two days after surviving an assassination attempt, Donald Trump makes his first appearance in Milwaukee's Fiserv Arena. At the Republican National Convention, ABC's Perry Russum is there with more.
Former President Trump walking into the convention, a large bandage on his ear covering the place he was shot. Trump apparently emotional as the crowd chanted, "Fight, fight, fight," echoing the words he shouted while pumping his fist after being shot Saturday. Trump taking his seat next to Senator J.D. Vance, his running mate, who had only 20 minutes notice before Trump's VP pick was made public.
President Biden returns to the campaign trail. He will speak at the NAACP convention in Las Vegas. Storms spawning multiple tornadoes across Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana, downing trees and power lines, leaving nearly 500,000 homes and businesses without power this morning. Still people without power in Houston. This is ABC News. An NFL Hall of Famer now says he was humiliated after being taken off an airplane in handcuffs. Terrell Davis calling it unjust.
The Broncos legend was traveling from Denver to Orange County, California, when he says, "My son politely requested a cup of ice. The flight attendant either didn't hear or ignored his request and continued past our row. I calmly reached behind me and lightly tapped his arm to get his attention. He shouted, 'Don't hit me,' and left." Davis says he didn't see the flight attendant for the rest of the flight, but when the plane landed, six FBI and law enforcement agents boarded the plane, handcuffed him, and removed him.
ABC's Andrew Dimber, United Airlines, says it has benched the flight attendant while it investigates what happened. And our days are getting ever so slightly longer. Scientists now say with polar ice sheets melting, blamed on climate change, that is slowing down the Earth's rotation. And when we say slight, we mean a chance of milliseconds per century. But even that could disrupt systems like GPS. This is ABC News.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the water maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
Join the legacy at Scotts Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scotts Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
A look at sports today is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. In American Legion baseball yesterday, Westby was a winner over Viroqua in 8 innings, 8-7. On the state scene, the Brewers prepare for a couple of starters in the Major League Baseball All-Star Game tonight, William Contreras and Christian Yelich. Los Angeles Dodgers star Teoscar Hernandez won the home run derby when he beat local star Bobby Witt Jr. of the Royals 14-13 in the final round of the home run derby last night. Anthony Davis scored 17 and grabbed 14 rebounds. Tyrese Halliburton came up with a pair of late three-pointers, which stopped a free fall by the Americans. The U.S. beat Australia 98-92 on Monday to improve to 2-0 in its five-game slate of exhibitions going into the Paris Olympics. Also, to no one's surprise, former guard Caitlin Clark from Iowa won the ESPY Award for being the Female College Athlete of the Year. Close behind the Indiana Fever rookie was Wisconsin volleyball standout Sarah Franklin. That's a look at Tuesday sports.
One in every five Americans suffers from mental illness, and those numbers are even higher for minority populations. July is National Minority Mental Health Awareness Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics encourages you to start a conversation about mental health. Why? Because stigmas around mental health prevent many people from receiving treatment. Talking about your mental health journey can open doors to support and remind others that they are not alone.
For today, a high of 83, partly cloudy, warm, but less humid. Northwest winds at 6 to 13. Tonight, isolated showers or thunderstorms, then partly cloudy to clear, a low of 58. Wednesday, sunshine to partly cloudy and comfortable, with a high of 75. Thursday, 77 with sunny and mild conditions. And we wrap up the week with a high of 79 on Friday with sunshine. Less humidity in the coming days. Right now in Richland Center, after a low of 69, it is 70 degrees. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, July 16th. Here's Tim McGraw on Country and Community, WRCO.
Pretty face and a lonely smile. I can tell it had been a while. Like a song on the radio dial. We fell in. Somehow she made me laugh. I guess that was enough.
back gone. I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone, all tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy. Glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up.
John Morgan featuring Jason Aldean on FM 100.9 WRCO. 12 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, Phil Nee with you on a Tuesday. Just some spectacular skies last night, and a little bit scary, too, right about sunset. Just, all night long, but you had kind of that yellow tint to the sky, which I always thought, thinking back to my younger days, that was kind of the day when you had to kind of take cover. So we were pretty fortunate in our immediate area. And as I mentioned last hour, it looked like cotton balls in the sky. Did you see those clouds last night, right before sunset, about 8 o'clock or so? It almost didn't look real. It looked like somebody had just blotted white paint in the sky. Some cotton balls in the sky last night. Hopefully we have weathered the storm and back at it now with some cooler temperatures for the coming days. Less humid, I'll take that. 71 right now at WRCO Radio.
Don't it make you wanna go home now? Don't it make you wanna go home? All God's children get weary. Wanna go home? Oh, the whippoorwill roost on the telephone pole, and the Georgia sun goes down. Well, it's been a long time, but I'm glad to say that I'm going back down to my hometown. Going down to Greyhound Station.
gonna make you wanna go home. But there's a six-lane highway down by the creek where I went skinny dipping as a child, and a drive-in show where the meadow used to grow and the strawberries used to grow wild. There's a drag strip down by the riverside where my grandma's cow used to graze. Now the grass don't grow and the river don't flow like it did in my childhood days. Don't it make you wanna go home now? Don't it make you wanna go home? All God's children get weary when they roam. Don't it make you wanna go home? Tell me, don't it make you wanna go home?
South and the Believers on WRCO FM 100.9. It is 16 after 6.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel is offering package deals all week long. Save up to $350 when you purchase any living room, bedroom, or dining room package. Plus, get a free $150 gift card towards any home decor of your choice. That's up to $500 in savings. Don't miss it this week only at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel. Free financing available. Sale ends on Sunday. Follow them on Facebook for additional deals.
Get ready, Wisconsin Dells. Monster Trucks Nitro Tour. Will and Faye. Dells Raceway Park with two big shows. 1:30 and 7:30 p.m. this Saturday. Monster Trucks and More. Plus all new family affordable prices. VIP tickets includes a pit party pass to the best seat. Get tickets at monstertrucktour.com or get them late at the gate.
Subject to service charges and miscellaneous fees.
Riding a rail monster truck. 1:30 and 7:30 p.m. this Saturday. Dells Raceway Park will never be the same again.
Stay tuned later today. You could be the winner of some tickets for the Monster X Tour, the Nitro Tour in Wisconsin Dells, Saturday's race. So we'll give you a chance to win a little bit later on today as we take you to some hot summer events here. Courtesy of Country and Community, WRCO. Here's Carly Pierce.
Everybody's asking what the hell happened, wondering why it all went wrong. Mama always said, if you can't say something nice, then don't say anything at all. And I've got my side of the story, and he's got his side too. So I ain't gonna go and tell you what he did, but I'll tell you what he didn't do. Treat me right, put me first, be a man of his word, stay home 'cause he wanted to. To turn around, so I'ma take the high road, even though we both know I could run him out of this town. That's just dirty laundry, I don't need to wear the truth. So I ain't gonna tell you everything he did, but I'll tell you what he didn't.
Take me. kiss me like this? Uh-huh. She knew exactly what to say.
Frank Ray on WRCO FM 100.9. We are just ahead of news time today on a Tuesday. A challenge is to try and get the yard mowed these days, right? Well, maybe today. There's a little window there before some showers and thunderstorms tonight. Good luck with your plans today and your goals. This is Charlie Pride with an 8-track memory on FM 100.9.
I want to share your life. Every minute, every day and night. And I just want you to know that whatever you do and wherever you go, remember someone loves you, honey. No matter what, just be my girl. I'm the one that you come to when you need someone. That's what my love is for. It's a shoulder to lean on.
WRCO Studio proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
Join the Highland Lions Club for the Our Town Celebration in Highland Village Park, July 18th, 19th, and 20th. Enjoy food, fun, and festivities for all ages at 755 Main Street, Highland, Wisconsin. On Thursday, kick off with a concession stand at 5 p.m., a 7th and 8th grade softball tournament, and the Glow Run / Walk at 7:30. Friday features youth bingo, an ATV poker run, a pickleball tournament, and karaoke from 7 to 10 p.m. Saturday brings a car show, kids carnival, beanbag tournament, bingo, a chicken barbecue dinner, smoky gun showdown, and fireworks at dusk. Follow Highland Lions Club on Facebook for more details. See you at the Our Talent Celebration, July 18th to 20th.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Don't miss a special event at TriStar Gifts and More. Join them on July 17th from 5 until 8 p.m. for a book signing by John Armbruster. Discover Tailspin, the true story of a local World War II veteran. Meet the author, get your book signed, and enjoy an evening of history and inspiration. Visit TriStar Gifts and More for this memorable event. See you there on July 17th from 5 until 8 p.m.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News time at 6:30 is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. The forecast calls for a high of 83 today, partly cloudy and warm. Tonight, isolated showers or thunderstorms, then partly cloudy to clear, a low of 58. Currently in Richland Center, after a stormy night last night, just 2/100ths of an inch of rain at the WRCO studios last night. Right now, we rise and shine after a low of 69. It is 71 degrees.
Shop local and save big this July with the red, white, and refresh sale at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Get 10% off all mattresses for the best night's sleep. Enjoy 15% off all bedding to complete your bedroom makeover. And don't miss 20% off all decor to refresh your home. Visit us at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where quality meets savings. Follow us on Facebook for access to exclusive deals. Cannot be combined with other offers.
I'm Phil Nee from the Civic Media News Desk. Here is what you need to know. A providential prop, Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson says a chart on border security he put together may have saved Donald Trump's life on Saturday. The former president told the New York Post he'd turned to look at the chart the moment a would-be assassin's bullet grazed his ear. One man was killed in the shooting at a Pennsylvania rally and two others were injured. Johnson told Fox's Brett Beyer that he's been developing the chart since 2014. He showed it to the former president on the plane flight up to Trump's Green Bay rally. And Trump has been using it ever since. The coalition to march on the RNC filling the streets of Milwaukee on Monday. Protesters traveled from as far away as California, Florida, and Nevada, as well as neighboring states, Minnesota, and Illinois. There was no unified message, rather protesters focusing on issues like immigrant and reproductive rights and their support for Palestine as the war continues between Hamas and Israel. The bottom line, a desire to be heard on a national stage. Some advice for Wisconsin Republicans from former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. Gingrich was at the Wisconsin delegation's breakfast Monday morning. He told delegates to talk with people in black neighborhoods and to be even more daring to talk with people in Madison. Gingrich said he's very comfortable saying there are missions that look like they're impossible to do. Black voters and Madison Democrats are key constituents for President Joe Biden's hopes to win the battleground state of Wisconsin, where he defeated Donald Trump by some 20,000 votes in 2020. Gingrich was at the Wisconsin delegation's breakfast Monday morning. The bodies of a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old were found Monday in the waters of Door County. The children and their father, 32-year-old Bill Selnick, went sailing Saturday and did not return. Door County Chief Deputy Patrick McCarty says boaters can help in the search. They were looking for debris, life preservers, or any other traces of the man. Due to warmer water and air temperatures, officials say it is still possible to find Selnick alive. The children, however, were found Monday in the waters of Door County. Mosquitoes are out in full force this summer thanks to continued heavy rains, but you can beat the bugs with some simple tips.
UW Extension entomologist PJ Leach says reducing the amount of skin you have exposed is one of the safest bets.
If it's cooler, especially in the evening and you're fishing, and you can throw on long sleeve pants, long sleeve shirt, that's a physical barrier between your skin and the mosquitoes. Makes it a lot harder for them to bite you.
If you're at home, try to stay in a screened area. Or if you're on your deck, bring some fans outside. Mosquitoes have a hard time maneuvering in the breeze. If you are going to wear bug repellent, make sure it's tested by the EPA for safety and follow the instructions. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson has released the identity of the man killed in a motorcycle crash on Sunday morning. At approximately 2, Gary Fred Moore, 71, of rural DeSoto, seriously injured in the crash on Holt Road between Lawrence Ridge Road and Mellum Road, rural DeSoto. Moore was traveling south and struck a tree that had fallen across the roadway as an apparent result of the recent thunderstorm that affected the area. Gary Fred Moore, 71, of rural DeSoto, was killed in the crash. He was the lone occupant of the motorcycle. A 5-person panel has recommended removing former UW Lacrosse Chancellor Joe Gao from his tenured faculty position. Gao was fired as chancellor by the UW Board of Regents after officials learned he was making pornographic videos online. The panel said Gao, quote, engaged in unethical and potentially illegal conduct and did not cooperate with the school's investigation into his conduct, but said that Gao did not delete any evidence. The next step is a public hearing in front of the Board of Regents. Gas prices fell almost 4 cents per gallon over the last week. The average across the state today, $3.28 per gallon. This is 3.4 cents higher than a month ago, but 7.5 cents per gallon lower than at this time last year. Elections and who the president is do not affect the price of gas as much as politicians would like to believe, Brittany Merlot reports.
Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, says.
So the conclusion we draw is gas prices don't really care about elections. They tend to be low some years. They tend to be high other years.
He says presidential administrations have very little short-term impact on gas prices.
$6.1 million is the cost to replace traffic lights around Madison. The city has been awarded grant money from the Carbon Reduction Program that allows for a 5-year plan to update the city's traffic lights and signals. The project consists of 2 major switches, changing LED lights and updating traffic signal controllers. Madison will be updating over 12,500 traffic lights in an effort to make them last longer, be more visible, and have less failures. The city claims the process should not interrupt day-to-day traffic very much, and people will see the project start to develop this fall.
Surprise your sweetheart with flowers for the adult prom from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. From bouquets of roses, matching boutonnieres and corsages, to beautiful fresh-cut flowers, Robin's Nest will help make the evening extra special. Call 383-1616 or stop in today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories.
The forecast calls for warm conditions, but less humid today. A high of 83. Winds will be between 6 and 13 from the northwest. For tonight, isolated showers or thunderstorms, then partly cloudy to clear, a low of 58. A little bit cooler tomorrow and a high of 75. In Richland Center, certainly not the rain that was actually reported in southern Wisconsin. A couple of inches in last night's storm in some areas of southern Wisconsin, up to 8 inches total in the rain in a 24-hour span Sunday into Monday. And reports of lots of wind damage as well, with some winds in that range of 80 miles per hour in southern Wisconsin. We were fortunate here in our immediate area, just 0.02 of an inch yesterday. We hit a high of 89 degrees. In Richland Center, we were at 73 at midnight, 69 early today. Right now, it is 71 degrees.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you suffering from neck or back pain, headaches, or had an injury? Maybe it's time to take control of your health and quality of life. Our experienced staff, Dr. Michael Murphy and Dr. Tracy Peterson, specialize in natural, drug-free solutions to help relieve pain and restore mobility. We also offer federal medical exams for CDL drivers. Call us at the Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, where pain ends and healing begins.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center's Public Indoor Swimming Pool and Fitness Center, and by the Homesteaders Store, Southern Wisconsin's Tractor Experts. Coming up, some notes on the local and area scene, details on a couple of Brewers getting ready for the All-Star Game, and details on the Home Run Derby last night.
Kubota has the industry-leading VX Series subcompact tractor. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. The VX tractor is a real tractor in a small package. It is diesel-powered, four-wheel drive, hydrostatic transmission, power steering, allowing a novice to operate it like a pro. It can have a loader, mower, backhoe, and three-point attachments. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota products at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Teague Perkins, a Richland Center recent graduate, will be representing in the upcoming Wisconsin Football Coaches Association All-Star Football Game at UW Oshkosh Titan Stadium this Saturday. Perkins will be a participant in the Small School All-Star Game starting at 12 noon as a member of the South team.
So I didn't really know anything about it, so when Coach Troxell came and told me, I was kind of surprised, and then he filled me in on all the details, and I was pretty honored to do it because not many people that I know of have gotten to do it from the surrounding area, so I was pretty happy with it.
Teague Perkins, who recently helped raise money for the cause and will be representing coming up this week, this Saturday as well. He plans to attend UW-Whitewater in the fall. Also, the Brady Ewing Youth Football Camp will get underway today at 4 o'clock at the Richland Center High School football fields. It's open to all area 4th through 8th grade athletes. And for more information, you can check out Hornet Football Summer Camps at gmail.com. Last night in American Legion Baseball, it was Westby getting the win against Viroqua Legion 18U 8-7. In 8 innings. The Simon Shark swim team had its meet canceled last night in Dodgeville. They will host their last home swim meet coming up on Wednesday night. To no one's surprise, former Iowa guard Caitlin Clark has won the SB for being the Female College Athlete of the Year. Close behind the Indiana Fever rookie was Wisconsin volleyball standout Sarah Franklin. The award was handed out last week. Franklin won 3 Player of the Year awards herself, Big Ten, AVCA Northeast Region, and also AVCA National Player of the Year. She still has another year of eligibility remaining in Madison. Franklin is rehabbing an ankle injury, but she is key to yet another successful season for UW volleyball. The Brewers surprised the field Sunday night when they took a 17-year-old high school player with a first-round pick. Braylon Payne tells reporters he is a true five-tool player. After hitting .531 as a senior, Payne has committed to the University of Houston, but is expected to sign with Milwaukee. He's the first high school player the Brewers have taken in the first round since Bryce Tarang in 2018, and that one has worked out pretty well. Other players chosen by Milwaukee in the first round include Tennessee first baseman Blake Burke and New Jersey high school pitchers Bryce McCage and Chris Lavanis. The Brewers prepare for the All-Star game tonight. At least two Brewers do, William Contreras and Christian Yelich, who spoke this week of the honor.
Anytime you get to come here, it's special, and you know, hang out with some of the best players in the game and be part of the All-Star game. To really be able to do it through like different parts of my career has been kind of cool. You know, it's been a few years since I've been able to do something like this, so especially back, share it with friends and family, and really just enjoy the whole experience.
Elsewhere in sports, Los Angeles Dodgers star Teoscar Hernandez won the Home Run Derby when he beat local star Bobby Witt Jr. of the Kansas City Royals 14-13 in the final round. The 31-year-old Hernandez hit 49 home runs over 3 rounds and totaled 3.98 miles. He is the first Dodgers player to win the Derby. Kansas City has never had a winner. Witt, needing one to tie with one out remaining, drove a ball to one of the deepest parts of the park in left center, where it hit halfway up the wall. Anthony Davis scored 17 and grabbed 14 rebounds. Tyrese Halliburton came up with a pair of late three-pointers that helped stop a free fall by the Americans, and the U.S. beat Australia 98-92 on Monday to improve to 2-0 in its five-game slate of exhibitions leading into the Paris Olympics. Devin Booker scored 16 for the U.S., which saw a 24-point second-half lead cut to 4 in the final moments. Two former Badgers are traveling with Team USA on its way to the 2024 Paris Olympics. Micah Potter and Nigel Hayes-Davis didn't play in Monday's 98-92 win over Australia. Potter and Hayes-Davis are members of the USA Select Team, which serves as the practice squad for the national team as it gets ready for its global competition. I'm Phil Nee with an update on Tuesday Morning Sports.
Which group do you belong to? The 20% or the 80%? 20% of people exercise regularly, and 80% don't. Hi, this is Tracy. Letting you know whichever group you belong to, Simon's Recreation Complex has an activity that can get you moving. We aim to make exercise fun. Do you like exercising in a group? We have both land and water instructor-led exercise classes. Do you prefer to work out by yourself? Our exercise rooms are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Do you want to exercise with your children in the pool? The pool is open 7 days a week with times available every day for family swim. Visit our website, simonsrec.com, and complete a complimentary, no obligation, free 1 week pass. Use this week pass at Simon's Recreation Complex for a great week discovering how exercise can be fun. Simon's Recreation Complex is your community health and recreation facility dedicated to your success and encouraging you to get moving and belong to the 20% group. Call us today at 647-8522.
100.9 WRCO.
Light. Everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Up by the bus stop and across the street, open up their windows to take a peek. How she goes walking, rocking like a rolling stone. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on. Comes naturally. Now the girl can't help it. Well, up on Main Street by the taxi stand, there's a crowd of people and a traffic jam. She don't look back, she ain't doing nothing wrong. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Comes naturally. No, the girl can't help it. Down on the corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Help us, baby's got her blue jeans on.
Get back, so I bought roses. roses and her favorite wine, thinking we'd be making up in no time. But I'm parked out here on her street. Looks like the joke's on me. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. This bottle that I ever paid for. But then again, if I had that money back, I'd just find a bar and go run up a tab. I could go for a whiskey, I could go for a beer, but hell, I'm already here. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on.
Scotty McCreary on WRCO Radio. It is now 8 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock and 71 degrees. It's starting to get a little bit better out there. Maybe a little bit less humid. Good stuff there. And the winds yesterday, hopefully that maybe blew some of the bugs away. I don't know. Some very famous movies released on July 16th through the years, including Space Jam 2 in 2021. The movie Hocus Pocus came out in 1993 on July 16th. I always associate that with a Halloween movie, but that's not the case. A Cinderella Story, released in 2004. I remember taking my young ladies, my daughters, to that movie. Also, Standing Ovation in 2010. Here's another one my daughters really liked, Free Willy. That came out in 1993, the very first movie about the big whale. George of the Jungle, released in 1997 on this date. Eyes Wide Shut in 1999. Lake Placid as well that year. That was a scary one. The Thing Called Love, released in 1993 as well on July 16th. With an update on how it went at the sale on Monday, July 15th, here is Andy at Equity Livestock.
We had 377 head today. 47 head of fat cow day. High yielding choice crossbred steers and heifers, 170 to 180. High yielding choice Holstein steers, 170 to 180. Choice Holstein steers, 159 to 169. Select unfinished steers and heifers, 158 and down. 72 headers, slaughter cows a day. The top 20% bring 120 to 135, the middle 60, 105 to 119, and the bottom 20%, 104 and down. Three bulls a day. Most bulls, 110 to 167.5. 230 head of calves a day. The top 80% of Holstein bull calves bring 500 to 700. Quality Holstein heifer calves, 400 and down. Quality beef calves, 300 to 980. And the light poor quality calves, 120 and down. And don't forget, we have a feeder sale next week. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hipsch from Equity Livestock. Have a great week.
Don't miss the Our Town Celebration at Highland Village Park, July 18th to 20th. Located at 755 Main Street, Highland, Wisconsin, this event is packed with excitement for everyone. Thursday features a concession stand, a 7th and 8th grade softball tournament, and a glow run slash walk starting at 7:30 p.m. Friday, enjoy a euchre tournament, youth bingo, an ATV poker run, and pickleball from 7 p.m. Saturday brings a car show, kids carnival, bingo, a chicken barbecue dinner, smoky gun showdown, and fireworks. For more info, follow Highland Lions Club on Facebook. Celebrate with us July 18th to 20th at Highland Village Park.
The decisions you face when planning a funeral might seem overwhelming at first. We're ready to help. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We can help you make choices one by one and make the journey one of love, healing, and life celebration. Our staff at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is committed to providing support, compassion, information, and directed as needed for everyone dealing with loss and grief.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Or a chance to win coming up here in just a bit from WRCO Radio, and we'll see how I do. We'll see if I can find the strength to have a fridge hanger a little bit later on. It's Tuesday Quizzy Poo Day. Hank Bray is here, the gentlemanly scholar. He wrote that. Anyway, it's 71 in Richland Center. We're headed toward 83 a little bit later on. Here's Dylan Schneider.
I hope it hurts. I hope you're mad. I hope you're thinking now that girl was the best you ever had. I hope you're drunk and it don't help. I hope you spent the last few months feeling sorry for yourself. Guys like you don't get second chances, no. And girls like her ain't meant for loving and letting go. I had to break it to you. She's moving on. She's in my arms, she says it feels like it should. She's been picking up the pieces, putting you on the shelf. Ain't thinking about your goodbye, cause somebody else is kissing her, holding her, loving her like you couldn't do. So if you're missing her, she ain't missing you. She ain't missing you. I hope her number's still in your phone. Yeah, I hope you try to call her late at night when you're alone. And she don't answer, cause she's with me. And we're a little tied up, if you know what I mean. I had to break it to you. She's moving on like you thought she never would. And if I'm being honest with you, when she's in my arms, she says it feels like it should. She's been picking up the pieces, putting you on the shelf. Ain't thinking about your goodbye, cause somebody else is kissing her, holding her, loving her like you couldn't do. So if you're missing her, she ain't missing you. She don't wanna make up, she ain't hanging on, she don't even bring your name. I had to break it
she's moving on like you thought she never would. And if I'm being honest with you, when she's in my arms, she says it feels like it should. She's been picking up the pieces, putting you on the shelf. Ain't thinking about your goodbye, cause somebody else is kissing her, holding her, loving her like you couldn't do. So if you're missing her, man, she ain't missing you.
WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Local people serving you with the good stuff by Jones Chevrolet, the car